Trump proposing game-changing 50-year mortgage to tackle home prices. By Lowell Coffee Law, November 9, 2025. The Trump administration is indeed working on a plan to introduce 50-year mortgages for home buyers. Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte announced Saturday. Thanks to President Trump, we are indeed working on the 50-year mortgage. A complete game changer, Pulte wrote in a statement on the social platform X. The director included a graphic from a Truth Social post by President Donald Trump from earlier in the day showing a portrait of former President Franklin D. Roosevelt next to one of the current president with their mortgage lengths. Roosevelt established the fixed-rate 30-year mortgage as part of his New Deal to help Americans recover from the Great Depression. Trump campaigned on creating housing opportunities for younger and first-time buyers. But the U.S. has seen housing prices and mortgage rates remain high. The average age of first-time homebuyers reached the all-time high of 40 in 2025, according to a report by the National Association of Realtors, way up from past decades where it was typically among Americans in their 20s and 30s. Related video, Duffy, Trump admin focusing on affordability to make the American dream a reality again. Another indicator of home unaffordability is adjustable-rate mortgage applications, or ARMs, which are designed to be a buffer against high rates. Applications for ARMs have seen their highest share in mortgages being sought, according to a report by The Hill. They make up 10% of all applications, well above the post-2008 average of 6%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. A 50-year fixed mortgage would result in lower payments but also more money spent on interest over the term of the loan, a proposal the reliably anti-Trump Drudge report on Saturday headlined Forever Debt. Newsweek, also often critical of the president, reported the 50-year proposal sparked a backlash from online commentators, among them Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, in a post on X. The congresswoman wrote, "Instead, stop companies and asset managers from buying up single-family homes, which has driven the price of homes and forced home buyers to compete with corporations that turn thousands of homes into permanent rental homes." Others on X were more supportive, with one posting that a 50-year mortgage would substantially lower the house payment. "That would really help young people get their own home," wrote pro-American Politics. "The goal would be to refinance into a shorter term when you are more financially established, but this gives them a chance of not being stuck in an apartment their whole lives." Contributor Lowell Coffee is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.